benefiting the American Heart Association. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon on Star 102.5.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union.
If you're an Iowa State fan, we were talking with Jamie Pollard earlier. I mean, here's a guy in good health, and one day finds himself having a heart attack in the middle of a track meet.
He told us that part of the story. Now here is some more of his story. Jamie Pollard here on Star 102.5.
Had you had any heart problems leading up to this? Did you have a history of heart problems in your family that this was suspected or something you were staying on top of?
We do have a history in our family, but quite honestly, you know, I've always thought that wasn't me,
right?
Because
you're in good health.
I worked out. Yeah. I go to the doctor. Matter of fact. There's so many sub little funny stories from this, but I had just had a physical probably 2 months earlier, and because of having heart issues in my family, I was kind of anal about it, right? And so I had my cholesterol checked every year for probably the last 17 years, and I've got a little spreadsheet on the computer, and I
wow.
can show it. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that physical 2 months earlier with my doctor, I was asking about that because you turn 50.
Right,
and 50 for whatever reason is kind of this magical age where it tends to happen often. And he stepped out of the room and he came back and he had gone out to his computer and printed out. There's some program on the internet where you can put in all your factors. And he handed it to me, and I remember I had less than like a 0.04 chance of having a heart attack based on my
wow.
factors.
Jeez.
Well, I filed that away because when I went back to that doctor subsequent to this. When I went back for my checkup, I bought a lottery ticket that morning, and I gave it to
funny.
Him, and I said, I won your lottery. Maybe you can win my lottery.
That's funny.
So, so what happened is when they put me in the ambulance, I mean, you know, he lied because I couldn't get out of the ambulance because I asked if I could get out of the ambulance, and he said he put on the lights, and we were off. But they did the EKG, and I didn't know this, but they could tell from my EKG there in the ambulance that he said, you've had two prior heart attacks.
Oh, wow.
He goes, I don't have your history, so I don't know when you had them.
Oh.
And as soon as he said that, Colleen, I knew exactly when they were.
Really?
And they had been, one was probably 5 years earlier, and one was maybe 3 years earlier. The one was, it was Dick Jacobson's 75th birthday party at Splash.
Wow.
And Bruce served me fried lobster for the first time in my life, and we drank a bunch of wine, and he gave us every dessert under the mm-hmm. he had in the restaurant. And when we drove home that night, I pulled over in Ankeny and made Ellen drive home because I said I feel like an elephant's on my chest. But I just assumed it was I had fried lobster and wine. And
yeah.
So, and then there was another incident like 2 years after that I woke up in the middle of the night, and it did, you know, again, felt like an elephant was on my chest. And I remember that was like a triple Pepcid night.
Right.
And Ellen said, do we need to take you to the hospital? And, you know, I was like, no, I'll be fine. Well, you know, clearly those were two incidents. So,
wow.
They took me to the hospital. Now, keep in mind, this was Monday night. Well, I'm leaving for the Big 12 tournament on Wednesday in
yeah.
Kansas City. And
yep.
So I'm still thinking, okay, let's get me out of here. And
right. mm-hmm.
So they said, well, we're going to give you an angiogram in the morning, and, you know, then we'll be able to just check you out. You know, still not thinking that's all that big of a deal. And it's amazing what they're able to do. And, you know, that feeds into why we need to raise money. You know, the fact that the technology that you can go in through your wrist, you know, they went in through my wrist and can go all the way into your heart. And if you needed stents, they could put them in through that little vein.
That's
amazing.
I mean, it's totally mind-boggling,
yeah. Yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the answer, you know, back to your question of open heart surgery is, so you're awake during an angiogram. You're medicated up.
Right. My mother-in-law has had
it. But you're awake.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember, like it was right now, the doctor saying, I can't help this guy. He needs triple bypass surgery. And as soon as he said that is when I knew, oh, mm-hmm. you know, this is really serious.
Wow.
Because yeah. that, you know, you aren't going in through your wrist to do open heart surgery. And so they put a balloon pump in, and I remember just kind of being like, I can't believe this is happening. I remember getting wheeled back to the intensive care unit thinking, my gosh, you know, okay, I'm not going to the Big 12 tournament now.
No.
No. You know, and then through a subsequent of things, I ended up getting med flighted down here to Methodist, and ended up having my surgery here in Des Moines.
benefiting the American Heart Association. It's Ken Colleen and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon on Star 102.5.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union.